Fifi Fevenbyren, this was the moment we were glued to our televisions, this beautiful moment last night on The Bachelorette as Angie.
So posh.
Angie.
As Angie, as the very sophisticated Angie chooses her man.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind now that I feel like you are the perfect guy for me. And I'm completely falling in love with you.
What are you doing to me? Oh my god. I have fallen in love with you too.
And have you?
I have.
Yeah, I've definitely fallen in love with you.
Oh, and here they are for their first interview for the day. Angie and Carlin, welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks, guys.
How does it feel? You're here together. You can hold hands. You can be out in public. Is it a relief?
It's so surreal.
It's huge. It's so surreal to finally be out in public. And it feels like we shouldn't be, though.
I know.
Because we're so used to being locked down. You know,
it's like, almost like when I say his name, even though he's here, I don't say his name. I'm like, yeah, you know, old mate or his nickname that I called him. And they're like, you can say his name now. I'm like, okay, sorry, Carlin.
It's got to be the hardest part of this whole journey is finishing it and having a few months to just duck and weave. Like, Angie, I don't know how you do all the interviews because how you can't accidentally, you know, stumble or – you have announcers or radio broadcasters like us who try to trip you up.
Oh, always. You guys just love that. That's your fave thing to do.
No, don't say you guys. It's always fair.
No, you guys did good. You were good. No, I mean, people did often try to do that. But to me, this experience, it's a television show to everybody. And it is a television show, but we live it, right? Mm. So to me, that's that's our life for like over 2 months, 2.5 months.
Heck is.
So I'm not going to drop anything just for funsies. Like I'm like, nah, die hard. This is a secret. I want you guys to experience it like I did. Mm. And I did it.
Did, Angie.
You did very well.
I kept guessing. I tell you what, we had no idea where that was going to go.
Yeah, I know.
There was a lot of different bits of information flying around and people like to try and guess. Why was Carlin in Fiji? Because everyone thought that meant that you couldn't possibly win because that's where they shoot the next one.
Bachelor in Paradise.
So why were you just in Fiji to chill? Or what were you doing?
Just a little bit of a holiday.
Just a cheeky holiday.
You know what? And I'm so glad that it kind of threw people off because, you know, like you want it to be such a big surprise at the end. And it ended up being quite the surprise, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And people saw him there and they were like, oh, he's not picked then.
Oh, totally.
Like, believe it.
Can we talk for a second? Because where I thought this had all gone pear-shaped, Carlin was your brother, Jarvi. Now, can we go back to the moment, guys? I'm going to play it, relive
it. Let's not.
Oh, not again.
This was so awkward. What's your brother thinking? All right.
So
this is the moment. So this is the audio Fief wanted us to play, and this is where Angie's deeply concerned that you're only in the show because you want to be a famous actor.
Yeah.
And all your brother needed to say was, no, that's not why.
And I look so hopeful. I'm like, yeah, that would just be such a crock, hey? And he's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, he was adopted, so.
Let's play it. Sorry to make you sit through it, but here he goes.
Carlin isn't here for me, and that he's here for his acting career and modeling career. And I was just like,
I think at the start, yeah.
When I heard that, my whole tummy just sunk. I'm thinking, oh my god, has Carlin just fooled me this whole time? Like, what the shit?
Carlin,
what was
missing was the scene afterwards where Carlin, you spoke to Jarvi and went, what were you doing? What were you thinking? What was that chat like with Jarvi?
Oh, honestly, I didn't even know how it played out until I watched it back. And I was like, dude, really?
We have this joke now. We can finally laugh about it after all the seriousness where it's just like, poor Carl is just in the grave and there's just Jarv with his shovel.
Like,
just
why
going,
are you burying me? He's like, no, it's
Jarv,
all good. It's
Jarv.
All good. Jarv, and I'm still alive. And
yes.
No, it's fine. More dirt.
Good
no,
on
honestly, he's such a beautiful soul. And anyone who ever meets him will say exactly
he
that.
He is beautiful.
You know, we never had that chat before going into this experience while I was going in. I think he just put two and two together. And he's like, well, Carlin, you know, he's done acting and he's going on television.
Oh.
But you know what? Like, one thing he did say is that you know, to Angie, I can see that you guys have a genuine connection and it seems like an authentic relationship. So people don't hear that. You know, they just hear actor, he's acting. But guys, I'm a really bad actor.
Like, I'm not.
That's his passion project.
You can't, you can't fake feelings, you know?
You're allowed to want to be an actor and want to find love. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's exactly what my point was. It was the whole thing of not being told, I think. And then I'm like, wait, if it's a secret, then that looks bad. But it was just the fact that he actually doesn't, you know, do it all the time. Right. And Joff was just like,
His face,
he does
so
love acting.
Oh, God.
He's so sweet.
What we love about you, and you are so real, and, you know, you're really resilient too, and we saw a side of you which is strong and you can, you know, you can stand up for yourself. How do you find this period where everyone's got an opinion on who you should have picked, what you should have done? Is that giving you thicker skin through this journey? Just, I'll do what I want, guys. I'll pick who I want.
I think, like I said at the beginning, you know, that's our time to live it. That's real life in the Bachi bubble. You know, it's not real life, but it is real life for us in that moment. Watching it now, I try to watch it as a show because I've already been there. I've already experienced it and it was hardcore. So when it comes to opinions, I do try really hard to not get attached because everyone can have theirs. But yeah, it does hurt. I'm only human. And when I'm having a bad day, misery, what is it, attracts, likes
company. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm happy. And that was the point of this show is that I came on to find the person that I love and want to be with. And I did. And I want Australia to be happy for me.
Good on you. And is
not
that the
cross.
Same, is that the same for Carlin though? Because like, for example, you know, if I saw Carlin on the street and went, oh, I was going for Ryan the dog guy. You know, is that upset Carlin?
Honestly, I became so resilient through this whole experience. And the funniest thing that my brother said to me is like, read all the comments. Just do it. Just read it and embrace it. I'm like, all right. So I just started reading and like, yeah, there's a lot of hate and stuff out there. But honestly, it made me so thick skinned and it just, I just became like sort of numb to it all. And I'm sweet. Like people can say whatever they want, but we've got what we've got and that's all.
No, we're very happy for you for sure.
Well, are you Byron though? Because I don't want to make things awkward here, guys, but Byron and various members of this team had quite a bit of money. And when I say money,
novelty bets,
sports bets and Ladbrokes.
$10
Byron was so convinced, Angie, you were going to pick Ryan. He had put a lot of money on it and even got all his friends to put money on it.
I wouldn't say a lot of money, but there was a small wager.
I've heard this and I also heard that Fev put a lot of money on it too and he was spewing at Evie. He's like, you told me. I'm like, homegirl didn't know who I was picking. You should have seen her last night when we FaceTimed. She was hysterical. She had no idea. So she gave off the wrong information there.
That is so funny because I think, I can't wait to see the conversation between Leon, our executive producer, Fev and Byron because I think they thought Evie definitely had the inside word.
Yes.
She definitely did not.
Clearly. I think what Evie has done, for those who don't know, obviously when Fief was away, Evie, who was Angie's best friend and worked with her on Gogglebox, was with us for months. So we spent lots of time with Evie and Fev just kept hounding her for a tip. And I reckon she's just lied to him. Just to sort of rat him
off.
That's
who she would have thought. She would have thought that's who I was going to pick initially. And then she changed her mind like 80 times.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
The poor guy's probably living off Megarang now because he's put so much money on it.
Oh, now so Carlin's funny. Just rubbing salt into the wound. No, we're obviously very, very happy for both of you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Oh, well done. Oh, we can't wait to see how the journey unfolds, guys.
Thank you for making it awkward there at the end, Fief. But very happy for Angie and Carlin. Good stuff. The Bachelorette. What a huge success. At 17 minutes past 6 here on The Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron.